You're listening to Rock at Night. Rock at Night.
All right, this is Hatton with Rock at Night, and today I have the pleasure of chatting with Texas alt-rock band Identity Crisis. How's Texas this morning, guys? Do you
It's a
have
lot
somewhere
of
you'd rather be?
like California, probably.
Honestly, I could go for some California. It is rainy and cloudy in Nashville today.
No, I mean Texas is great, man. It's just sometimes it gets really hot and there's a lot of nothing out here. There's just so much land and there are great cities, like we're right next to Austin, but the surrounding area is just a bunch of nothing.
Well,
Nothing to
you guys
do.
have some pretty exciting things coming up. You've
Oh
got a
yeah.
new single coming out on the 13th of March, a tour, and you guys recently signed with Riser House Rock. And we'll get
Yes.
into all of that a little bit later, but tell me, how does it feel to kind of be on this path that a lot of bands are aiming to get on?
It feels good. I mean, we're definitely very grateful. I mean, we've all been wanting to do something like this for quite a while. And to actually to have it happening is sometimes surreal, but we also work very hard, so we are pretty focused on our goals and we're very goal driven. But yeah, like I said, we're just extremely grateful that we have the opportunity to share art with the world and have people appreciate it.
That's great. How did you guys meet and when was that?
I've known James since high school, so we were friends before the band. When we got to college, James met Parker through college. And then Cosme, we met just in the music scene. He wasn't actually our original drummer, but we added him about a year in, and he's been with us the longest now. But we just met Cosme through the music scene. I knew about him, and I knew he was a great drummer. So when, our old drummer was no longer in the band, I hit up Cosme and
So you guys have a new single, like I said, coming out. It's called Starve. Can you tell me a little bit about the songwriting process, and kind of the meaning behind it?
Starve, we actually wrote what about a over a year ago?
It's been a while,
Yeah,
for sure.
we wrote
The idea
Starve
came to
over
life.
a year ago. Starve is kind of a story about a person who is in a bad situation and, they're trying to be the best they can be, but, the people that they're surrounded by are kind of dragging them down. They're not really able to thrive in their environment because of all the negativity that's going on. So they're kind of just starving, for a better tomorrow, starving for a better life, a better situation. And that's really what Starve is about. And then as far as songwriting, we kind of songwrite collectively. I mean, I write all the lyrics, but as far as the instruments, we all kind of contribute. I believe James came up with that guitar part. James
No,
played.
it was actually it started as a one note bass melody,
Yeah.
actually.
And then Parker took
Yeah.
it into his own hands and did his own thing, his own great thing to it. And then obviously, Cosme did his thing on the drums. So, we are very collective songwriters.
It's a democracy in this band.
Well, let's take a listen. This is Starve by Identity Crisis.
That's your home. Don't tread here anymore.
Welcome back. This is Hatton talking to Identity Crisis, and that was their most recent single called Starve.
Can you tell me about some of your influences, where you guys get the sound from?
We all like different shit, honestly. I mean, we all have
Yeah,
different
for sure.
tastes. Obviously, you know, I grew up listening to, you know, Pearl Jam and Metallica and Van Halen. Michael Jackson was a big one when I was younger that I really loved. Just the energy and the presence and all that, it kind of gravitated towards Kiss. And then when I got to high school, I'm actually a big, you know, rap fan. I love guys like Lil Uzi Vert, Juice WRLD, Lil Peep, you know, people like that. James, go
Yeah,
ahead.
kind of the same. I mean, I listen to, you know, Foo Fighters, Guns N' Roses, Pearl Jam, all those bands growing up. Up until like seventh grade, I literally forced myself to listen to rap, and then I never went back until like I graduated high school. And then I realized, I'm like, damn, I miss this. And I kept listening to it and listened to a lot of rock. I listened to a lot of bass oriented stuff now just because that's what I play. So a lot of like, I was listening to Stevie Wonder quite a bit recently. I don't know, all over the place.
Country boy over here.
Oh.
Anything? Well, yeah, country. Grew up on Texas country. And of course, rock. I love like 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s rock. You know, there's such a big window for rock and roll. And there's so many, you know, different bands and stuff to go listen to. I just eat it all up. Anything between, you know, 60s, heck, maybe even 50s. I love Elvis and stuff like that too. So, you know, I'm a big classic person. I don't listen to anything new. I don't listen to rap. I don't listen to anything like that. Very diverse what we all listen to here.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
James, you never talk about how much you love Imagine Dragons, dude. I'd
Because
be embarrassed.
You're gonna clown me, that's why.
Influences. I grew up listening to everything, honestly. My grandparents listened to the Beatles a lot and Spanish music, and my mom and dad, they both listened to like rock based stuff, like industrial post punk and death metal. My dad was into death metal, right? I listen to everything though, like R&B. I love, you know, jazz beats, and rock is, I identify with rock, so.
It's cool how all the influences can kind of come together and form a cohesive sound, but I think it's the best when band members take inspiration from all over because it
For
does
sure.
create
It
that
does.
sound that's different. Like if you all just listen to the same, you know, punk, grunge, whatever bands, and it would just kind of be, you know, spit back out, but
Right.
really nice that y'all have
Yeah, for
different
sure.
taste.
Hell yeah.
So there's an EP that's following this single. Can you tell me about the recording process, where you recorded, how long it took, all that?
Oh, it was great. I mean, we went out back in end of September, early October. Jim flew us out. Our producer, Jim Kaufman, he's amazing. He produces Return to Dust. He produces Scarhaven. He produces all sorts of bands, but those are just a few. And he actually discovered us on Instagram, and he hit us up, and he really liked our stuff. We ended up having a few phone calls, and he was like, you know, come out to LA. And he flew us out to LA, and we recorded that EP. So we were originally supposed to be there for, I believe, 4 days, and we were only going to do three songs. When we got there, we knocked out the three songs super quick, and just the vibes were just amazing. The chemistry was awesome with Jim in the studio, and he was like, man, you know, this is going so well. Why don't you guys stay for, you know, another 3 days, and we can do more songs? So we ended up staying. Like I said, originally we were supposed to only stay for a few days and do three songs. We ended up staying, I think, 3 or 4 extra days and doing seven songs. And then, you know, he was just really liked the stuff we were doing, and we felt a connection there. And we just decided, you know, we have a project now. So it all just kind of, it kind of just happened, you know. It really wasn't a planned thing. It kind of just all fell into place,
Yeah,
which
Jim's
was
work is
awesome.
great. I actually interviewed Scarhaven and Coiler, who's another
Oh
band
yeah,
on
he's awesome.
the label. But I've talked to them before and just heard all the stuff that Jim's doing is great. And I think being able to like kind of find people like you guys through Instagram is
Oh yeah.
one of the benefits of, the modern world.
Right. And what's so cool about Jim is like he's not only great at his work, but he's also a visionary. So he has this vision of something that he wants to do, and he'll do everything in his power to make it happen. And I think that, being surrounded people like that, because we're the same way, if we want something, we're gonna try everything we can to figure it out and get it right, And to be surrounded by like-minded people like that is just, it's really powerful. You can do some great stuff.
Very collaborative. So there's a music video to accompany Starve. And I think I've
Yes.
seen a couple clips on socials from that, but
Yeah.
I'd love to hear like what the vision was for that and if it's kind of reflective of like the narrative of the song.
It is. I mean, it's a lot of imagery in that video. As far as like, there's some shots where we're all at a kitchen table with empty plates and we're looking up at the camera. And there's this one of my favorite shots in the whole, or scenes, I guess, in the whole video is we're playing this venue, right? It's called the, I believe it's called the Show Pony up in Austin, Texas. And we're pretty much playing a show, essentially, but there's no one there. Like it's empty, empty venue. So we're kind of like starving for attention, like we're going balls to the wall for nobody, right? The worker is like walking through during one of the scenes and just doesn't give a fuck. It's pretty cool. And then
The haunted
we
kitchen.
went to this haunted hospital in Yorktown, Texas, and shot some scenes there. So like it's kind of like you're starving for your sanity, because it's like a weird, haunted, scary place, Some weird stuff did happen there as well. But yeah, I mean, it is a lot of imagery in the video. I think it represents pretty well, the meaning of the song, and I think people will catch a vibe from it for sure.
I love that you use like places in Texas to film it
Oh yeah.
because are you guys, is it Corpus Christi? Is that where y'all are based
Yes,
from?
we're originally from Corpus Christi. We just recently moved this past year we moved up to San Marcos, which is about 20 minutes south of Austin.
They have a great music scene in Austin. I've been a couple times and it's such a vibe there. But that's cool that y'all are able to incorporate the Texas history into
Of
your
course.
work. So there's a tour also coming up. There's so much you've got on your plates. You're
Yeah,
not
that's a
starving
lot.
in that sense, I guess.
No.
But you guys have a tour and you're supporting Return to Dust,
Correct.
which is very exciting. Is this your first like tour around kind of hitting a lot of cities around the country?
Yes, this is our first national tour. A couple years back, we did a very small Texas, tour. I don't even know if you'd call it a
Doesn't count.
tour. It was like a
Yeah.
week on the weekends, for like 3 weeks. And that was fun, but this is definitely a whole nother level. And shout out to Return to Dust and Jim and all the guys involved that made it happen, Super grateful.
Yeah, I was kind of disappointed. I thought you guys were gonna have a Nashville date, but looks like you're not. So next tour, I'll be
Yeah,
there. I
that'd be
did want to
awesome.
ask where the name Identity Crisis came from.
So we first started this band, we were actually jamming for a few weeks and we didn't have a name, which was kind of weird. And we kept trying to come up with names, but everything kind of sounded dumb. So there's these things called open mics where I'm sure you're very familiar, but you go to an open mic and you're allowed to play like three songs and then you get off the stage, the next person goes, whatever. We made the decision that if we went to open mics like every week that we would get discovered, hopefully. So we made a commitment to go every single week to open mic and play. The first open mic that we ever went to, you have to put a name down on the list so they can call you up. We didn't have a name. And our drummer at the time, who is not our drummer right now, but our drummer at the time, Max, his girlfriend put down Identity Crisis for us because we didn't have a name. And it was kind of like a little joke, She was like, oh, y'all have an identity crisis. So she put Identity Crisis. Then I hated it at first. Then it kind of stuck because we couldn't think of another name. So we just kept using Identity Crisis. Then we ended up, getting shows booked, and we just used the name because we didn't have one. And then, people were like, yo, y'all's name is sick, and blah, blah, blah. Then it turned into this, abbreviation of IDC, and people would chant it at the shows and stuff, and it just kind of turned into this thing. So it didn't really have a meaning at first, but then it kind of turned into, a deeper meaning of, like, I think, everyone kind of goes through an identity crisis. We all kind of question ourselves and question life, at certain points. And I hope that, through our music, that people are able to kind of discover themselves and figure out a little bit more about themselves. And I think that that's our goal.
I guess you got in touch with Jason from Riser House Rock through Jim Kaufman.
Yes.
How has that been to work with a label? I'm assuming it's your first time working with a label.
So Jason flew down here to Austin. He took us out to dinner. We had a great night with him. We talked for a while. We talked about Star Wars for about an hour. It was awesome. But yeah, we talked everything from life to business to, he kind of shared everything that he's done in the music industry. And we just decided, for where we're at this point in our career, we think it's just the best move. And yeah, it's been great working with the label. It definitely helps us stay organized because, when you're trying to do everything by yourself, it can get a little, overwhelming. But when you definitely have people in your corner that not only know what they're doing but care about you as well, it's a good feeling for sure.
Something I love about Riser House Rock is they don't just look at numbers. They really find the talent and take the time to work with them and develop them, and they're not worried about that. Like, you have to have like a million followers and a billion streams, otherwise we won't work with you. But I think they're doing it right.
For sure. Yeah, I agree.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk with me today. It's been great. This has been Hatton with Rocket Knight Magazine talking to Reese, Parker, Cosme, and James of the Texas alt rock band Identity Crisis. Be sure to stay up to date with Identity Crisis through their Instagram at identitycrisis.official and their website, identitycrisisofficial.com. Catch them on tour this spring supporting Return to Dust and keep an eye out for new Identity Crisis releases.
You're listening to Rock at Night.